Romans 10, 8 through 14. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, where is your miracle? In your mouth and in your heart. Now, a lot of us get it in our mouths because it comes from our brain. But when you speak with your mouth and it comes from your heart, it'll produce God's type of healing. You've got to get that in there. The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now see that word saved right there? This set of verses right here. This set of verses is what set me free 26 years ago. When I was reading that, I had a brand new computer. I mean, that's back in the days when we had the 4 megahertz green screen. Some of the younger guys say, no, they ain't never, you mean 4 gigahertz? No, no, I'm talking about 4 megahertz. I'm talking about one that I'm not a typer. I could out-type it. That's how fast it was. But we used to have a 4 megahertz machine. And of course, we didn't pay $300 or $400 for those back in those days either. I mean, the first desktop computer that I had cost several thousand dollars. They were not cheap. And of course, I bought my first printer, you know, one of those little, I even forget what they were called, you know, the little thing that... Yeah, whatever those things. I forget how many $100 that thing cost. Now you go out and buy a laser jet or inkjet. I mean, wow, how things have changed. But anyway, I had a computer, and I had the Bible software on it. Man, I thought, this is great. And I looked up this scripture, Romans 10, 8, 9. I read it. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in my mouth and in my heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. I thought, wow. I did that when I was 11 years old. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I got saved. Then I reached over and highlighted the word saved. And when I did, automatically my computer, I had it synchronized with the Hebrew and Greek and with the Hebrew and Greek dictionary. And when I did, the Greek text pulled in that verse, and it said that verse in the Greek is called sozo. You see that little word up there underneath that cross? S-O-Z-O. I had never heard of that word before in my life at that point. Sozo. And then I happened to look down at the dictionary on the bottom right-hand side of the screen, and it says sozo means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. I thought, that's something. That little word sozo means 5 or 6 things in the English. So I thought, well, I wonder how many times the word sozo is used in the Greek New Testament. So I reached up and highlighted the word sozo in the Greek, and then I said, computer, tell me everywhere the word sozo is used in the Greek New Testament. And immediately it said, in 120 times in 102 different verses. I thought, wow, 120 times. God said, let everything be confirmed out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. I got 120 witnesses. This must be important. Wouldn't you think so?
Yes.
I said, okay, let me take that word save now, and let me go back in the English dictionary, English version, and let me look up each one of those verses and read it. And so I read every verse, and sometimes in English it would translate the word saved. Sometimes it would be health. Sometimes it would be healed, sometimes it would be made whole, sometimes it was delivered, and sometimes preserved. I thought, now how about that? I had no idea until tonight that every place those were used in the Greek, it was one word, sozo. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I accepted you as my Lord and Savior when I was 11, and I was saved. I know I've been saved ever since I was 11. But I said, Lord, if I received you as my Savior at 11, then why didn't all these other things become mine automatically? I said, why have I been sick so many times since I was 11? He said, son, I am a faith God, and without faith, it's impossible to please me. Now, have you ever read that in the Word before? That's exactly written in the Word, isn't it, young lady? I am a faith God, and without faith, it's impossible to please me. Hebrews 11:6 is where it's found. He said, and you have never received me as your healer by faith in my word. See, you don't get anything automatically from God. You get everything by faith. So I said, Lord, I see now that my miracle is in my mouth and in my heart. I received you as my personal Lord and Savior when I was an 11-year-old boy. I got saved back there. But I've been sick a whole bunch since then because I didn't know the rest of it. But tonight, I have realized that you did all those things for me. So tonight, I'm going to kneel on the floor. I'm going to hold my hands up. And just like I accepted you as my Lord and Savior tonight, I'm going to receive you as my personal healer. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I've got it in my heart. I'm confessing it with my mouth. You not only are my Savior, you're my healer. So I am receiving you as my personal healer. And from this day forth, I won't never have another sick day because of what Jesus did for me on the cross. And where is my miracle? Right here. Now then, if I go through life saying, well, I guess I'm going to have to be sick again. It looks like it's that time of the year and it's getting cold. I guess I'm going to have the flu. Everybody else has got it. Yeah, just because they got it don't mean I have to have it, does it? That's right. It does not. If that devil tries to put it up on me and I've got all my sins, I say, I'm submitted to God. I resist you. You be get out of here. That's right. And he goes away. That's right. That's exactly what you do. You don't have to put up with that devil. Only if he deceives you. You don't have to put up with him. It is yours. So anyway, I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer. Now, when I got saved, what do they tell you? When you get saved, what's the first thing you need to do? Go somewhere and do what?
Tell somebody.
Amen, JC. Tell somebody I'm saved, right? When I go out here, praise God. Guess what happened to me last night, Pat? I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I got saved.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to be excited about our salvation, right?
Yeah, right.
But so when I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer 26 years ago, the next morning I got up, I'm praising the Lord. I go to work and I walked into my workplace. All kinds of people, and I walked in and said, glory to God, guys and gals. You're looking at a guy that received Jesus Christ as his personal healer last night, and I ain't never going to have another sick day in Jesus' name. Oh, my Lord, Thurman, you've always been a religious fanatic. Do you want to be a religious fanatic for Jesus anyway? They said, you know everybody's going to be sick. You're going to have to be sick. You know it. I said, no. I said, until last night, I didn't know that. But I said, now I know that I don't have to be sick. I said, that's just like I knew I could be saved all of my life. All I had to do is walk with God. And I knew when I accepted him when I was 11, I was never going to lose him. He was going to stay with me, and I'm going to walk in obedience to his word. And I got heaven locked up, and there ain't nobody going to take that away from me. When I die on this earth, I'm going to heaven. I ain't going to listen to that devil. I ain't going out in that world. I ain't going to start lying and cheating, committing adultery and all them things. I am not going to do what the devil wants me to do. I'm going to purify myself before God. I'm going to walk holy, and then I'm going to walk in his power on this earth. And then one day when I get ready to go to heaven, he'll bring me home. And then when I get there, he'll say, well done. That's what I want to hear, don't you, brother? I don't want to hear nothing else. So I said, tonight, last night, I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer. It is written. What does it say? But what does it say? Read it like this. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. It's not way off. It's real close. even in your mouth and in your heart, the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and he's my Lord and Savior, isn't he yours?
Yes.
Jesus. And shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be sozo. What does sozo mean? It means healed. It means made whole. It means delivered. It means preserved. Does all that belong to every one of us?
Amen.
It belongs to you just like it did to me. You're going to receive Jesus Christ as your personal healer just like I did. If you do it by faith, guess how many times you're going to be sick from this day forth?
None.
As long as you walk in obedience to His Word, as long as you do away with sin, as long as you purify yourself and cleanse yourself, you won't never have to be sick another day in your life. It is written. Is that what it says? Are you going to believe it? Are you going to believe your symptoms? Are you going to believe your pains? Are you going to believe the King? I'm going to believe the King. I mean, you have no idea the flack that I've caught all my life since I started saying, I ain't never going to be sick again. You have no idea the way people have tried to persecute me and run me down. And of course, it wasn't the world. It's a church. The church is the one giving me all the trouble. The world, they don't pay no attention to you. No, they just go on. You know. No big deal. That's some crazy guy says he ain't going to be sick again. Hey, he's a nut, you know. But the church, they're the ones that really give you a hard time. Well, all I got to say is, it sure has worked good. I love it. Would you love to say, have you been sick in the last 25 years?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shame on you, girl.
I know.
You know. Now then, this woman, she's not necessarily going out lying, stealing, killing, and committing adultery and all those things to make her sick. You know what'll make her sick? Unbelief. She can be the best woman in town, goes to church every time the door's open, and still not be walking in faith and be sick. Because see, I was a good kid. I went to church, you know. I did all the things I thought right.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Is Any Sick Among You? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.